This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Three college students from Massachusetts are thankful to be safe tonight after they witnessed the terrorist bombing at an airport in Brussels, Belgium this morning. The three women attend Quinnipiac University in Connecticut. They're taking part in a study abroad program in Ireland. They were in Belgium as part of a spring break trip, and they're about to board a plane to London. Here's 19-year-old Kate Duffy of Natick describing the scene after the second bomb went off.
It was chaos, just running around, trying to find an exit, pushing people, screaming.
Duffy was with Lauren Clary of Abington and Monica Hall of Sutton. They are also 19 years old. We asked them to describe what they experienced.
I was looking towards the entrance, so I was looking right at the doorway. And then when the first bomb went off, it was right towards my left. It was a huge boom, and we all kind of looked at each other like, was that really like what we think it is? Like, oh my God. So there was smoke, and then we didn't even have time to speak. And then like 5 seconds later, the second bomb went off, and that was right 50 feet right next to us. There was just a huge like ball of fire, tons of smoke. It's just complete chaos. We were trying to run around, but tiles were falling, so we had to like do a different route around to get to the main entrance and leave. It was absolutely insane. We just kept running into a parking garage and kept going down until we got to like the main gate where cars were leaving. We were kind of like just looking at every car going by, like looking at them, like kind of like, help me, like I need help, because we really didn't have anywhere else to go. So we were like, okay, the best bet is probably a car. So I made eye contact with one of a guy, and I looked at him. I'm like, come on. And then Kate waved him down. We were like, hey, can you please let us come with you to anywhere safe in the city, just anywhere far away from here? And he let us come into his car, and he was so, so, so nice. It was a Belgian man and his son. They helped us, and they drove us to the U.S. Embassy, and we spent the day there, and they were amazing there, too. They gave us food, and I felt very safe there, so it was very relieving being there because didn't know what we were going to end up doing, like, at the airport. We were just freaking out. Right now, we're at one of the workers at the embassy's his home, so he's letting us stay there for the night, and it's just amazing how helpful people have been.
Well, you're in sounds like a nice warm house right now. I wonder, you're going to have to get back on the road again. Do you feel safe?
Right now, yeah, I do. I think I'm going to be a little bit nervous tomorrow going to public transportation again. I'm pretty nervous about it just because I don't know what's really going to happen now, being a little bit of fear, but I really just hope it works out.
I think we all knew in the back of our heads that it was a bomb, but like we obviously didn't want to believe it because who thinks that they're going to go to the airport one day and get bombed?
Okay. I'm just wondering, you guys have each other to talk to. What are you saying and what are you thinking in the aftermath of this?
Kind of a lot of the what ifs, like what if we had printed our tickets before, we would have been closer to the security, which was down by the second bomb, like just a bunch of what ifs. What if we got to the airport later or earlier or something? It's one of those things where you hear about it and you don't want to believe it, and especially you never want to believe that anything like that could happen to you because you like to feel safe wherever you go. And I think this just puts a little bit more of a reality check. We've seen bad things on the news, but it's never hit home like that. It's starting to sink in, but the initial shock was just like, oh my goodness, what just happened to us? How could that have just happened?
That was Lauren Cleary of Abington and Monica Hall of Sutton. They and fellow Quinnipiac University student Kate Duffy of Natick were in the Brussels airport this morning near where the second bomb went off. They were not injured, and they tell us they didn't see or hear anything suspicious before the blasts. Tonight, they're staying in the home of a U.S. embassy worker in Brussels before they decide whether to continue on their spring break travels in Europe.